Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Mr. Producer, Mr. Chambers just said he missed the call. Would you please call him again? So, while you're doing that, I will stall. One of the things that I will stall about is if you were watching this California recall and thinking that this is going to be the end-all, be-all turnaround that was going to show the Democrats that, you know, the whole country is tired of the Democratic the Democrats' process. Well, you were wrong. What happened in California, I completely expected that to go that way. I would have been shocked had it not gone that way. And, you know, it's just one of those things. So don't let that get you down. But as it is, from somewhere within what is Chambers Custom HQ comes 1911 University with Joe Chambers. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You sound particularly robust today. Very robust. I'm very pleased.
I'm on fire, Bill. I'm on fire.
You're on fire. Well, I've seen some of the stuff that might have lit you up. Are we going to talk about some of that stuff? Can we? We just, you know, just remember that we're, you know, bound by the FCC now. We, you know, certain things you can't do because the FCC.
Well, yeah, of course. You can't say the deadly words that George Carlin talks about.
Those deadly words. That's right. You can't say those. So.
I wouldn't dare.
So, I saw where you had made a statement on Facebook where, you should have known better about publishing on forums.
Oh, my gosh.
But don't they come after you all the time to get you to, you know, publish on forums?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the deal. They try to bait, right? These guys on the forums, these nitwits that get on there, these dudes, they've never built a gun in their whole life, or maybe they've tinkered away building a gun. And that's cool. You know, look, I have clients and friends that I've helped build guns. And some of the people that do this have been friends in the past or pretended to be friends to get help for free.
Right.
And, you know, then they bait you on the forum. They don't think you be watching, but you be watching.
Right.
Like they think that, oh, Chambers, he's not on the forum anymore. Therefore, I can say whatever I want. I can run my suck hole about him and talk trash and he won't see this. Wrong.
Wrong. Okay.
I'm not quite like Saruman in Lord of the Rings, but I'm close. I'll be seeing a long ways because I got people all over the place that are like, dude, did you see what so and so said? I'm like, no, let me check that out. And I go look and I'm like, oh, it'd be like that, huh? I remember when you was asking me for free stuff. Yeah. So the question came up today and I actually have written a post. I haven't hit post yet on it. on Patreon because, you know, if I'm gonna roast somebody, I might as well get paid to do it. You know, the question came up. Everybody, you know, this particular guy, he says, well, you know, everybody's talking about specs and, you know, why do specs even matter? And, you know, how far can you deviate from the specs? And Joe says all these specs, but, you know, how do we even know that his specs are real? Maybe he just made them up out of his head. I'm like, dude, you have dealt with me. This particular guy has dealt with me for the past 3 or 4 years. I've helped him on numerous things that he's had problems with. He knows better than this. He knows I don't just pull these specs out from between, you know, my toenails. The numbers that I use when I'm evaluating a gun or when I'm building a gun, those numbers are not arbitrary, right? They're not made up, and they're non-negotiable for the most part unless you can prove to me why a different number is better. And the reason that is because we literally have hundreds of thousands of rounds fired through guns to prove those numbers, maybe even into the millions. Okay? And so you're going to come to me and you're going to say, well, that number, you know, hood gap, for example, perfect example. Somebody brought up the other day, well, you know, you said the hood gap should be sub 1,000, but the barrel should still drop free under its own weight. Yes. Well, this particular famous gunsmith over here, he claims that 5,000 is the only way to go. Cool. Do you want to buy a gun built on specs from 1911, or do you want to buy a gun built on specs from 2021? Take your pick. It's the same money either way. You know, but if you want to buy a gun that's built on specs from the year 1911, you should probably just buy a $50,000 original Colt 1911 from the year of our Lord 1911.
Is that how much they go for?
Yeah, if it's a pristine piece, yeah, they can go for upwards of 50 grand.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, but if you're going to buy a gun built with inferior specifications and inferior measurements, just buy the original thing, you know? But nah. You know, they want to argue this point. I'm like, well, you guys can go over there in the corner and argue by yourselves, and I'm going to sit over here and build guns to a spec that actually has been proven to make guns last longer, run better, and be more accurate. See ya. It's just absolutely asinine. These people, they just, and it's always, you see this in every industry. You probably see it in radio, for that matter. People who don't know what they don't know trying to tell you that you don't know anything. And you're like, bro, seriously, what we need you to do right now is sit down, shut up, and listen. Because I don't know everything. That's why I listen to people. That's why I evaluate everything we do on every build, every time we build a gun, because I want to make sure that we're doing it right, and we can't and make sure that there's not something that we could do better. So that's part of being a student instead of being a master.
You've been having a week, haven't you?
Oh, it's been great, man. Brandon's here. He's finishing up the Light Fighters. You know, Eric's been here working. The new guy, Kevin, is going to be here Saturday. He's moving down Saturday. Yeah, I mean, we're firing on all 12 cylinders right here, man.
I love it when you're energized. I love it. I love it when you're sounding all robust and jacked. And it's just a good time.
Let me tell you this: on Monday night, this coming Monday, what's that date? What is Monday's date? Monday is the 20th, okay? So I'm telling all of our listeners right now, if you're on 1911 University Nation right here with Bill Frady on Lock and Load, Monday night, September 20th, at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, you will have the opportunity to go on Instagram on Chambers Custom and be involved in a live chat with Brandon, Eric, and me all at once, all sitting there together. And it'll be your chance to ask all those questions that have been burning in your hearts and minds about things that we do here, and you can get different opinions from me than the guys. You know, you can ask them questions, and it'll be cool. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you hang on with me, and we'll mention that again in the next segment. We're talking to Joe Chambers, 1911 University. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
From the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Talking to Joe Chambers, it's 1911 University. And if Brandon's up there, does that mean he's going to be maybe doing some single stacks while he's up there?
No, but he's taking parts home to do single stacks.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
First business.
Yeah.
How do you feel about light rails?
As far as on a pistol?
Yeah.
You know, the problem with the light rail is then you got to find a holster that will take a light rail on a 1911 or a 2011 body, and those are two different distinct holsters, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're asking me if I want a light rail on my gun, I would say no.
Too bad.
Oh, okay. Well,
no, I'm just teasing. But that was a funny one, wasn't it?
It was.
You said you liked it when I'm spicy, right?
Spicy and spicy and the, you know, slamming it around. I do like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now I have noticed, and I'm curious about this because you've told me that with the gun you're going to build, which the next gun coming to me from Chambers Custom is going to be a single stack traditional 1911, although Joe's going to put a dot on it. And it's not going to have any sights on it, just the dot. It's going to be smooth otherwise, yeah?
Correct.
Now, I notice that in some of the ones I've seen that you guys have been shipping out, though, everybody else seems to want sights on there. And, okay, so I get that most people are not going to sit back and go, well, I'm willing to completely give it over to the dot. But, you know, I got sold on that concept when you sent me the Night Fighter. Because it didn't have any front sight on it either. It had a front.
Correct.
It had a rear sight on it for some reason, but it didn't have a front sight on it. Am I right about that?
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, is this a idea that people are a little reluctant to embrace going slick?
Oh, yeah. People hate new stuff. They do.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so.
Tell me I'm wrong. Come on.
Apparently not. I mean, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing with all the stuff you got going on right now. Stuff that I see.
Guys go, oh, no, you know, what if the dot dies? Do you actually think in one in 100 million chance that you're going to be in a gunfight, that at that very moment the dot's going to die and the guy's going to be far enough away that you can't look through the glass of the dot that is now dead and shoot him in the chest?
If you can't see him without the dot, how are you going to see him with the dot? Because the dot's...
Right.
Yeah, it's not magnifying or anything.
No. You know, so, you know, if we go by the FBI statistics and we say, okay, majority of shootings, you know, self-defense shootings happened within 3 to 7 yards. Okay, are you telling me that you can't pull your handgun without sights and hit somebody in the chest at 3 to 7 yards? And if you can't, you probably shouldn't be carrying a handgun.
Probably not.
I mean, you might be a candidate for a movie stand-in for, you know, Stevie or Ray Charles. Because that's bad.
Yes, it is. It's very bad. It's horrible. But this is the thing. I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, at 3 yards, you could about throw the gun at him and hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And, I mean, when I took Steve's dot class, I mean, he was like, if you lose the dot, if your battery goes out and you lose the dot, use the window. I mean, that's what we're looking for. And, I mean... How hard is it to figure out if they're in the center of the window?
Right.
So, I don't have a problem with that.
Look, I totally get it. We sell a lot of guns to guys who are, you know, carrying their guns for duty as cops, right? And their department says you have to have backup iron sights.
Okay.
Okay, I understand that. That's a department issue, right? That you got, if you want to carry the gun, you got to have the backup iron sights. Cool. But if you're just getting one, I mean... I got the backup front sight on my Light Fighter just because I got tired of... No, I don't have it on my Light Fighter. Check that. I've got it on my regulator because I got tired of people asking why I didn't have a front sight. I've got one on my Night Stalker just because it was the prototype of the whole series and I wanted it to be an accurate representation.
Right.
And I have one on the WMG that Brandon built me, but it's got an iron sight rear sight. It's an adjustable rear sight, so of course it has an iron sight front sight.
Right.
But my Night Fighter, my Light Fighter, my Nest that Eric's fixed to build me, all those guns, I don't have no front sight.
I would think that actually makes it more deployable, to be honest with you. If you can lose any edge that you can lose where it might catch on something, that just seems like it would be more deployable to me.
Well, you certainly aren't going to catch it on the front side if the front side ain't there.
That's right. That's right. I think that's a thing where its time has come. Especially with all of these dots that are becoming so prevalent out there. I was asked the other day. Well, when I did the video on the Night Stalker, somebody started to ask me, oh, what kind of a dot is that? Oh, wait a minute. It's a Holosun. If it's good enough for Chambers, it's good enough for me.
Right.
So, I mean, I get it. I do get it. But, I mean, this whole resistance to getting rid of this or that you don't need anymore. I just don't get that. But then again, nobody pays me to get it. Nobody pays me to get it. So I'm not going to fixate too much on it. I've got a gun coming tomorrow that I want to talk to you about. See what you think of this that's coming. I think you might be interested in it. Yes, yes, yes. I have a gun coming tomorrow that we'll talk about in the next segment. For those of you who are interested in considering getting involved with Chambers. First of all, that's a splendid idea. Second of all, there's a process to it because it just doesn't happen. You know, first of all, you got to go to the website, chamberscustom.com. From there, you start looking at things. You start seeing what you might want to pick out. Then you get involved with making that first purchase. And you're going to wait, but it's worth the wait. I'll tell you about some other ways to watch what they do when we get back. You're listening to Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The special prosecutor probing the origins of the federal investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia, John Durham, has charged Washington lawyer Michael Sussman with lying to the FBI during the early stages of the inquiry. Sussman, who worked as an attorney for the Hillary Clinton campaign, is accused in a grand jury indictment returned Thursday of a single felony count of making a false statement during a September 2016 meeting with FBI General Counsel James Baker. President Biden says the nation's wealthiest individuals and companies need to start paying their fair share of taxes. The president calling this an inflection point for the nation and saying that his new economic plans will help level the playing field for working families. This is USA Radio News. General Motors is warning some Chevy Bolt owners to keep their cars parked away from other vehicles to reduce fire risk. The car company has already recalled more than 140,000 of their Bolt EVs made in the last 5 years because of batteries spontaneously going up in flames. Bloomberg reporting GM is also issuing the warning to reduce the risk of a possible blaze starting to other cars and trucks. About a dozen fires have been confirmed and more continue to be reported. GM saying it's working with its partners to correct the battery issues. Nearly 5 million people are bracing for flash floods as post-tropical cyclone Nicholas lingers over the Gulf Coast. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, as well as the Florida Panhandle. The storm was downgraded today, but is expected to continue drenching Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, and this is 1911 University. Although Joe has something, Joe and I have discussed certain guns before, and I always find it interesting the ones that he gives me a thumbs up on. So tomorrow, Joe, I will be getting one of the new CZ P10F competition ready pistols.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
I've seen pictures of it. I haven't seen one in person.
Well, I mean, the P10F, it looks essentially like a P10F. They call it comp ready, but that's competition ready. It doesn't have anything ready to take a compensator or anything on it. The thing I'm looking to see is like, it's going to be basically the same setup as what happened when you just sent me the Night Stalker, because you were like, oh, the Night Stalker, the recoil mitigation on this is crazy good. And, I have my Fat WMGC, which I don't know how you guys did it, but it barely moves. And I'm sitting there going, well, how's that going to work? So with this is supposed to be better shooting than the P10F, and I think of all of the striker-fired guns out there that I've ever fired, the P10F is the best one out there. And so now my interest is in this primarily from the fact that now all of a sudden I've got something that's supposed to be better than what I thought was the superlative. Thoughts?
Well, I think, it's like comparing an apple to a banana.
Right.
you know. I mean, sometimes you feel like an apple. Sometimes you feel like a banana. You know, and sometimes you feel like peeling them, and sometimes you don't. You just eat them both the way they are.
Right.
You know, and so it's. I think, you know, I've always been a proponent of the CZ guns. I like them. I like the engineering behind them. I think for the price point, they're good guns. The they're always fairly accurate. They always have really fairly nice triggers for the kind of mechanism they are. They have excellent triggers for the kind of mechanism they are.
Right.
The sights, you know, the sights have always kind of waned on me a little bit because they're little tiny, teeny-weeny iron sights, but whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I've got a buddy of mine that shoots a P-10. He carries a P-10 that we got for him. We put one of the Cajun trigger kits in it, and it works all right. You know, I mean, he likes it. It shoots good. Bruce Gray does amazing work on the CZs. I don't know if you've seen Bruce Gray's stuff, but he's
Gray Man.
Been posting
yeah.
it. Yeah, the Gray Man. Yeah, yeah, he does some killer, stupid, sick work on CZs. And if I was going to have a CZ, I'd probably have one of Bruce's, just because, well, he's the greatest, you know? I mean.
All of my CZs now have XS Big Dot sights on it. Because I have found that, you know, we had this little thing the other day. You saw it, too. The little controversy we had where the guy was telling me, well, you need to shoot that gun with both eyes open.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had fun with him, didn't we? We had a lot of fun with him.
Yeah.
Not going to mention his name, but we had fun with him. Joe and I both had fun with him. And it was when I was shooting the Night Stalker, and I put a video up on Facebook of the Night Stalker. I had an armchair guy come. He's not really an armchair guy either. He's a legitimate instructor. But anyway, for those that want me to, with that particular sight system, I can engage the target easier with both sights open with that sight system. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, the big dot sights do not lend themselves to accuracy. They just don't. But they're really good for fast target acquisition.
Right, which, you know. That was the thing that was the big mystery, because he was talking about, well, for the kind of shooting that he's doing, because I'm shooting for self-defense. I'm not going to compete. I'm not interested in being a, as Fisher would call it, a five-yard sniper. I'm trying to shoot competently at 25 yards. With your gun, yes.
I will say this, and you and I disagree on this. We differ on this. We take separate paths on this, and it's okay. But I will say, you know, my feeling after having trained with Steve and Chuck and all these different guys, Jared, is I understand that you want to be proficient at 25 yards, right?
Sure.
But you also have to practice. Sometimes you have to practice that one shot drill where you go, okay, this is for all the cookies. It's got to be in the X ring at 25 yards or I fail. Because you may be placed in that position where some baddie has, you know, your wife or your grandson or something, and they're dragging them down the street, and the only shot you got's an ear. And you got to make that shot. And if you miss the ear hole of the bad guy, you're going to shoot your wife. Well, that would suck.
It would.
You know, so in that situation, if you're not truly, truly proficient at that one-shot, high-pressure deal, well, then you probably shouldn't take the shot.
But that's one of those situations where I would, that would be one of those life-altering moments if I came to that realization where I could not take that shot. So where is it that you think that we differ in opinion?
Well, I mean, in the past, you've talked a lot about how you're not training for that. You use sights and things of that nature that would preclude you basically from making a super precise shot. Big dot sights, for example. You ain't making no super precise shot with no big dot sights. You're just not. I've tried. I've tried them sights for years, and at 25 yards, I can hold the nine ring. That's
right.
That's all I got. You know, I put a red dot on the gun now. You better watch out, because this is about to go down. I put a fiber optic front sight on. It's about to go down. I can keep all those shots in the X and 10 ring.
Right.
Right. So you have to set up your gear, and if you got a gun where you're like, okay, this gun has big dot sights and it's for banging steel. Look, hey, that's cool. I understand. I got guns. I got machine guns. They're not for precision. you ain't taking no precision shots with no 1919. But you got to say to yourself, okay, if I'm going to carry this gun and it is not suitable for the worst possible situation, then I have to be comfortable with not taking the shot in the worst possible situation.
Right.
Right. And that's something to think about. And we may not disagree on that. We may be closer than I think we are on that, but it's certainly something that as people who carry guns for a living or people who carry guns for self-protection, basically for a living, civilians or cops, you have to think about that, in my opinion. You have to think about that. Put yourself mentally in that position and go, okay, am I going to carry this gun that I know for a fact I cannot take that ear-hole shot at 25 yards? And if the answer is yes, you better have a darn good reason.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. I carry a Rohrbaugh R9 sometimes, but usually it's in an extremely non-permissive environment where I know that carrying what I want to carry, my Night Stalker, my Light Fighter, my Night Fighter, my Regulator, even my Yeti, is not going to be cool. It's not going to be kosher.
Hang on for me. We're going to explore this a little deeper when we get back. 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and we've been discussing accuracy with it, which that's basically what it boils down to. And Joe was, you're talking about taking that one shot that you got to take, and it's a shot that really matters to you and everything else. And that's one of the reasons that I've started trying to work, I've started trying to slow down a little bit. I've started really breaking down what's happening with when I'm shooting the gun. And that does concern me. But you know why. We don't have to go into that right now. But you know why the accuracy part of it does concern me. But that's the beauty of your weapon system, though, isn't it? Because when you dial these things in before you send them out, these things are pretty well dialed in, and you just about would have to be blind not to be able to implement it.
Correct. And that's the beauty of red dot pistols. That's the beauty of the setup. That's the beauty of accurate guns. That's the beauty of having actual measurable specifications and knowing what those specifications mean and how they change the function, accuracy, or longevity of the gun. You know, all of those things come into play for building something that people can truly depend upon for their lives. You know, and if you're just building, you know, look, there's a lot of dudes out there. I'll admit, there's a lot of guys out there building guns just to have people put them in the safe. I got no problem with that. Those dudes got to eat. That's fine.
Sure. You
know? But at the end of the day, the people should know and should be able to have the tangible knowledge of what they're getting, right? I mean, you saw the pictures of the gun I posted up the other day. Well, Jack posted them up on Instagram and Facebook. That's a $5,900 gun.
Yeah.
And that's unexcusable. It's just flat out unexcusable. And when you go to the company's website, you know, there's four gunsmiths that work there, plus the guy that owns the company, who's a master gunsmith. And he, it says on the website that he personally inspects every gun before it leaves their company and enters the hands of their clients. I'm like, bro, if you inspected that, you must have been either drunk, high, or cross-eyed.
You know, I still don't know I don't know what name brand that gun was. You don't have to say it here if you don't want to. Maybe text it to me later.
Yeah, well, I'll catch you, too.
Yeah. See, yeah, and I mean, that's one of the things that I point out with your guns, because your guns, your guns have been shaken out. You know what they're going to do before you send them out, and I can't imagine anybody getting one and not being able to employ one. The only problem I've had with mine is that I'm like, I don't want to just have one of these.
That's a problem, right?
It is a problem.
It's a legit problem.
Yeah, so.
Well, and it's funny because you mentioned that, you know, our guns are shaken out, they're tested. You know, on Brandon got here Monday, Tuesday, Scott came over. Scott and Tad and Brandon and me shot about 2,000 rounds through, maybe a little bit more, maybe 2,500, through 11 light fighters that Brandon built that he just finished. I mean, those guns already had 50 rounds through them each when Brandon was building them.
Right.
So now they've got 300 rounds through them each, give or take. And then once they're blued and put back together, we'll shoot another 50 or 100 rounds through them. Because I'm not sending a gun out the shop that I don't know runs. That ain't happening. You know? And if you call me and you go, I've had this happen one time ever. Guy calls me and he says, you know, I got my gun and it's got brass marks on the side of the slide. It looks like it was shot after it was blued. I was like, you're darn right it was. I said, how do you think I guarantee that it ran with the magazines that I sent it when I sent it to you? I don't want no excuses. I don't want you calling me going, oh, man, I tried shooting this gun. It wouldn't function. Bull. Because I just shot it 48 hours before you did. You know? So, yeah, I mean, I think that's an important part. Now, it goes back to what we were talking about before. If you're going to, if you're truly interested in carrying a gun for self-protection, protection of your family and friends and whatever, okay, then you need to carry something that you know for sure you can make that shot with. And I'm not saying that to say, well, you should only buy chambered custom. There are plenty of guns out there that are capable of making that shot. CZ is certainly one of them. I mean, I've shot plenty of enough CZs to know that I can make that shot with that gun. Can I make that shot with that gun with these particular sights or those particular sighting systems? No. So I don't carry that option.
Well, right. I'm starting to incorporate red dots on more and more guns. One gun that I have a red dot on that I was particularly impressed with when I took the Night Stalker out, which I never had tried one before. And this, I was impressed with it before I put the dot on it. I didn't have the dot when I took it out to shoot it, was the FN-509.
Oh yeah.
So I mean that one,
yeah.
that was sort of like a diamond in the rough for me to run that gun, but the CZs I'm going to start incorporating. I may put another dot on one of my P10s, probably my P10C. I just got C&H Precision as a sponsor. You know, that's their specialty is putting dots on guns. So may have to make a trip down there to their facility in Georgia and watch them do it and film it and see how they test it and everything else. And, you know, because that is true. The dot is going to be the way they're going to be, aren't they? I mean, most police officers carry guns with lights on them now. I can't imagine why they wouldn't have dots on them.
Hello.
Hello.
Exactly. Hello, exactly. I mean, you gonna carry a gun on duty with a light, no dot. Come on. That's silly.
Do you think that is about the as far as you should take it? That's about as far as you can take it, I guess. I mean, what else can you put on there?
I mean, if you have and obviously, you know, police officers are limited in some regards because of liability to what kind of triggers they can have and all that good stuff. And,
right.
And a lot of the guns that we ship out for police officers have 4-pound triggers because that's what their department mandates. Okay, no problem. Our 4-pound trigger still feels like a 3.5-pound trigger, so I don't care. But you take most modern pistols, Glock Gen 5, CZ, you know, the FN 509 series of guns, the Smith & Wesson M&P, most of these modern pistols, it's Staccatos, right? It's Staccato P. If you put a good trigger and a dot on those, you can make that shot if you practice with it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that.
Right?
No doubt about that.
Right? If you don't practice or you don't practice appropriate, you can't make that shot.
Correct. So, anyway.
But it gives people something to think about, right? You know, what am I carrying? Why am I carrying it? And can I make that shot when it counts?
I'll tell you what, we're about to run out of time, so let me tell everybody how to find you. If you want to follow Chambers Custom, you can find them on Instagram and on Facebook at Chambers Custom. Big Jack's running that for them, so you got the latest stuff coming out all the time. Then, if you want to get involved in the process, become a Chambers Custom owner, which I heartily recommend, you got to go to ChambersCustom.com. There, the beautiful Heidi is going to take you in hand. She will take everything she's got to have from you, and you will, the wait begins, but it's worth it. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, sir, for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.